We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Kind-hearted viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6, in England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 8305.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbatur Salim Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongolsh. In Darkhan Olsh Province, channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Cha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hultul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarine. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recom Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia on demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, European Union and Northern Africa collaborate on utilizing solar energy. In veg news, an international food fair in Italy holds a vegan pizza contest. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment on the Art Miles Mural Project, an American nonprofit organization promoting global harmony. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 24th, is Ukraine's Independence Day, honoring its self-sovereignty gained in 1991. Situated in Eastern Europe, west of Russia, Ukraine has a rich history in building design. Among some fine examples is the 11th century Saint Sophia Cathedral in the capital, Kyiv, which is part of a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Ornate wooden churches in the country are well known in international architecture. Ukraine is the birthplace of distinguished artists. Mr. Taras Shevchenko, considered the national poet and the father of modern Ukrainian painting. We wish a joyful Independence Day to all citizens of Ukraine.
Flying news. State of emergency declared in wake of Greek fire. On Friday, a fire began 40 kilometers northeast of the Greek capital of Athens. Powerful shifting winds spread the fire through rural areas towards residential communities, with homes destroyed and thousands of residents having to evacuate.
The government declared a state of emergency as over 3,000 firefighters and soldiers were deployed to contain the blaze. The exact extent of the damage is difficult to ascertain as smoke is hindering officials' ability to assess. As additional fires affecting the central Aegean island of Skyros and the Ionian island of Zakynthos, a brush fire that scorched 1,000 acres in Sparta's Magwala district destroyed at least two factories, containers, and trucks. There have fortunately been no reports of casualties or injuries thus far. Conveying her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai offered $15,000 on August 23rd for urgently needed supplies and to assist children and the elderly.
We are grateful, all firefighters, soldiers, and other personnel courageously working to contain the flames. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving support of the vulnerable. May heaven protect the residents, both human and animal, as we strive for gentler care of the earth to help ease destructive events as these.
Russia delivers aid to Zimbabwe. With food in the African nation still in short supply, Russia has donated 2,500 metric tons of flour to provide sustenance for the many who face hunger and a possible second outbreak of cholera. The food is going to the UN World Food Program for distribution to those most in need. Our heartfelt thanks, Russia, and Providence bless your gesture of brotherly love towards the gentle people of Zimbabwe. May they be graced with plenty and their country soon restored to stability and health.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Supermarket meat commonly tainted with antibiotic-resistant strains of Salmonella. A recent article published in the New England Journal of Medicine outlined a sample testing of meat for Salmonella. Of the 200 samples of ground chicken, beef, turkey, and pork purchased from three supermarkets in the Washington, D.C. area of the USA, 40 contained Salmonella.
Of those, 84% of the Salmonella strains found were resistant to at least one antibiotic, while 53% were resistant to at least three antibiotics. Salmonella is a major cause of foodborne illness, often came from animal fecal contamination in the meat, causing intestinal symptoms and, in extreme or untreatable cases, even death. The study concluded by recommending an end to the excessive use of antibiotics in factory-farmed animals raised for food. Scientists, our appreciation for this study that highlights the increasing risks of meat consumption, wishing people in the U.S. and worldwide an awakening towards safer and more wholesome food choices.
Vaccine concerns come with projected swine flu spread, with risks such as neurodevelopmental disorders and paralysis that have been revealed for similar vaccines. A group of scientists, health experts, and religious leaders in the U.S. have launched a website encouraging U.S. residents to write to their state and local representatives in request of alternative approaches to the vaccine. Their concerns involve the efficacy of vaccine treatments in general and the use of live pig DNA and other animal tissue within the vaccines, which may act to spread disease.
Swine flu continues to spread across the globe, with reported numbers that reflect only a small minority of actual cases. Currently, 251,401 people have been officially afflicted in around 180 countries, of which 2,545 cases have been fatal. A four-year-old child became Western Australia's 17th swine flu victim, while another four-year-old child was the 12th fatality in Israel. Wales in the United Kingdom reported her first swine flu fatality. Kuwait has declared her second, and the South Pacific island of New Caledonia has reported her third. The U.S. suffered 45 more losses of life in the past week, totaling 522, and a sudden jump to nearly 8,000 hospitalizations to date.
Looking ahead, China's health minister Chen Zhu has warned that swine flu could reach pandemic proportions in the country as flu season approaches, adding that with growing cases, serious cases will be more frequent. India's health minister Ghulam Nabi Azad likewise stated the country should brace itself for a large-scale pandemic. Bangladesh, with about 100 officially tested cases so far, has predicted that 70,000 to 80,000 people will be stricken in the next 2 to 3 months.
Our earnest thanks all who are working to ensure safe and rapid approaches to prevent swine flu spread. We sorrow for the ill and lost due to this tragic pandemic and pray that only safe, humane, and effective prevention techniques will be used, especially the one most available now, a healthy, organic, vegan diet.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai has designed the alternate living flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
People released in Honduras. Following their detainment since rallies on August 12 in the Honduran capital, 18 individuals were freed on Friday. Six others are still detained. Our thankfulness for the freedom of the 18 people and best wishes for their joyful reunion with loved ones. May the Providence watch over the remaining six citizens in wellness and safety.
South and North Korea hold high-level talks. As authorized by North Korea's Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il, a delegation of officials traveled to South Korea to convey condolences for the late 8th South Korean President Kim Dae-jung. During their visit, they also met with senior South Korean officials and requested a meeting with South Korean President Lee Myung-bak, which His Excellency agreed to. Following the meeting on Sunday, which focused on harmonizing relations between the two countries, South Korean presidential spokesman Lee Dong-kwon stated President Lee said, "If South and North Korea solve problems through dialogue and in a sincere manner, there is nothing we cannot resolve." He went on to say that the delegation from North Korea also suggested that both sides could reach agreement through cooperation. "Our respectful congratulations, North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il, President Lee Myung-bak of South Korea, and North and South Korean delegation members for your auspicious meetings. May your cordial initiatives bring lasting harmony and prosperity to all people of your nations."
Loving Hut welcomed in Hong Kong. The ever-growing family of Loving Hut International just got bigger with a new addition in Hong Kong.
Loving Hut was encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai and her vision of providing diverse, delicious, easily accessible vegan cuisine to people in all corners of the world. The response to the scrumptious and health meals have been warmly enthusiastic.
Favorite dishes such as homemade char siu with rice and whole pumpkin pudding are as visually appealing as they are delectable.
And besides fast service, Loving Hut also fosters a cozy atmosphere for customers.
Hats off, Loving Hut and Wan Chai, for your successful launch in Hong Kong. We are ever grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for encouraging such a delightful and compassionate trend. Wishing all diners of plant-based cuisine bon appetit as more people embrace the awards to palate, health, and planet of the wholesome vegan lifestyle.
Woman judo pioneer honored with gold 50 years after her first victory. In 1959, long before women's judo became a sport, then 25-year-old Rina Rese-Kanokogi disguised herself as a man and participated in a judo competition in New York, USA, where she won the championship for her team. However, she forfeited her own victory when she truthfully revealed her gender so the team could keep their award. Since then, the Ms. Kanokogi has campaigned to bring women's judo to the stage, at one point even remortgaging her home to finance a female judo championship. Her efforts to bring female judo to the Olympics were also rewarded with its official status being declared in 1992. In recognition of her first championship and lifelong contributions, the YMCA of Greater New York has awarded Ms. Kanokogi with a gold medal. We join in accolades for your deserved honor, Ms. Rina Kanokogi. Your longtime winning spirit surely inspires us all toward realizing our greater potential in many realms.
Water is the key to all life. Oceans cover 71% of our planet's surface. Microscopic plants in the ocean consume 50 gigatons of carbon every year, about the same as all the plants and trees on land. scientists at Australia's University of New South Wales and Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organisation have recently discovered that a catastrophic tipping point may soon be reached, causing severe ocean acidification to occur. Global atmospheric levels of CO2 are currently estimated at 385 parts per million. Researchers state that we are quickly approaching the 450 parts per million level of CO2 that would drastically affect oceanic organisms. A loss in oceanic organisms would render the oceans unable to effectively absorb carbon. This would in turn lead to an exponential increase in global warming. Save our oceans. Save our planet. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent details, please visit suprememastertv.com/SOS.
Still save the planet. Day 1248. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Have to die to save the world. Just be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Save our planet. Global warming endangering plants on Australia's snowy slopes. With a 40% decrease in snow cover over the last five decades, the plants that once thrived on the highlands in the snowy mountains are facing extinction. Some of them grow only in the long-lasting snow areas, which no longer exist. Associate Professor Catherine Pickering of Australia's Griffith University said, "We are about to lose two of our rarest plant communities right before our eyes."
Professor Pickering and colleagues, we appreciate your candid observations that reveal the disturbingly swift changes to the landscape and nature of our most beloved regions. Let us make equally quick changes toward caring sustainability to restore the balance of our diverse and beautiful planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has reminded that we can save the precious vibrancy of life on Earth simply by foregoing animal products and being veg. As in a May 2009 video conference in Togo.
If the world becomes vegan as a group, the planet will begin repairing itself in astonishing ways that scientists would be surprised. For example, the ice will stop melting and return the way it was. Green life will appear again. The oceans will be healed as the rainfall and temperature begin to regulate themselves again. Produce restored balance. The compassionate, loving atmosphere that we, as the whole world, generate can and will do more miracles for us. Such is the power of just being vegan. So vegan is the answer.
Save Save Our Planet. With some 19 million residents overall, Mexico City, Mexico becomes the second large metropolitan area in the Western Hemisphere to ban thin plastic shopping bags in stores and all production facilities.
Save Our Planet. As devastating drought continues in Kenya, scanty crop yields have resulted in hunger, with even previously wealthy families forced to abandon their homes and relocate in less fortunate urban areas.
Save Our Planet. Starting in 2012, 8 airlines in Los Angeles International Airport, USA, will purchase up to 1.5 million gallons of biodegradable green fuel made from waste materials by Rentec Incorporation to power ground service equipment sustainably and with no emissions.
Climate is all over the news.
In the grip of a mitigated catastrophe.
Weather and climate is shattered.
Save our world. Animal-free products. Save our world. Sustainable energy. Plant trees. Save our world. Animal-free products. Sustainable energy. Plant trees. Plus more.
For more urgent details, please visit suprememastertv.com/SOS.
Caregiver, Supreme Master Qinghai.
Do not rush downstairs or upstairs with high heels on.
It's better to wear them after going up or down the stairs.
And remember to always hold on to the handrail for safety.
Thousands of people die yearly using the staircase while wearing high heels. Do not risk it.
Thank you, loving Supreme Master Qinghai, for this safety tip.
And thanks so much, thoughtful viewers, for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Thank you for your attention. Here's the weather around our globe.
In sustainable energy news, the European Union and Northern Africa collaborate on a $557 billion US dollar solar energy endeavor. A memorandum of understanding has been signed between Desert Tech Foundation and European companies, including German-based engineering company Siemens. Using a technology called concentrated solar power, or CSP, solar thermal energy from Northern Africa and the Middle East is stored for later use in that area and Europe. It is envisioned that by 2050, the project can supply up to one-fifth of Europe's electricity needs. Our heartiest congratulations, Desert Tech Foundation, Siemens, and other companies, for your pioneering green efforts. May the power of the sun light up our world for a bright and sustainable future.
In Veg News, a global event concerning our food choices features a vegan pizza contest. The 39th International Food Show held in Rimini, Italy, hosted 1,500 exhibitors. The first World Vegan Pizza Contest, which was sponsored by the Scientific Association of Vegetarian Nutrition, or SSNV of Italy, was part of the event. Dr. Luciana Baroni, SSNV president, explained the significance of the competition.
Beh, è una cosa importantissima che diciamo la grande ristorazione, soprattutto i pizzaioli. Noi sappiamo che la pizza è soprattutto un qualcosa che mangiano i giovani. Si sia accorta dell'importanza di fornire il mercato di questo tipo di cibo.
Our many thanks, International Food Show and Scientific Association of Vegetarian Nutrition, for demonstrating the popularity of healthy, delicious vegan fare. May the compassionate diet soon be the norm in a joyful and loving world. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership. Today's segment presents the Art Miles Mural Project, which promotes global harmony through artistic contributions. We'll go be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon. More peaceful news coming up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, celebratory news for a happier world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Art Miles Mural Project, an organization supporting the UNESCO Decade of Peace and Nonviolence Among Children of the World, 2000 to 2010.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Art Miles Mural Project, or AMMP, is a nonprofit organization co-founded by American couple Dr. Fuad and Mrs. Joanne Tofilis, which uses painting to promote global harmony. AMMP is recognized by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, as an international project in support of the UNESCO Decade of Peace and Nonviolence Among Children of the World, 2000 to 2010. AMNP's artistic program began with children at a Bosnian orphanage who worked happily together on a large painting on a bedsheet. The children's visions of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, painted in 1996, became the first peace mural of AMNP.
In many different parts of the world, both children and adults are eagerly involved in this project. There are 12 mural themes: multicultural, environment, indigenous, women, senior, hero, peace, music, children, sport, fairy tale, and celebrity. Each painting is on a canvas, 12 foot long by 5 foot wide, and is the product of a group effort, sometimes over 1,000 participants. The various creations for the individual subjects will be combined so that ultimately the mural is 12 miles long. In 2010, the finished endeavor, a combination of 5,280 murals, will be joined together at the site of the Great Pyramids in Egypt.
The Art Miles Mural Project's latest initiative is the Shoes of Hope, which involves sending donated canvas shoes that have been painted with peace messages to children in need around the world. Our deepest appreciation, Mrs. Joanne Tafilis, Dr. Fuad Tafilis, and the Art Miles Mural Project for helping to bring about a more loving world. May your heartwarming messages of brotherly affection among all people resonate across the globe.
Let's share some laughter with a joke told in English entitled The Biography.
Two writers meet each other. What are you writing at the moment? I am writing a biography of my life. Very good. So have you written to the part in which I lent you $2,000?
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master TV, I watched the movie A Good Wife Makes a Good Husband on Supreme Master Television, and it is a show that brings tears to my eyes. I couldn't stop watching until the show was finished. The stories are deeply inspiring. Wishing you all the best, Anna.
Thoughtful, Anna. Thank you for your comments. The film is indeed very moving. Supreme Master Qinghai has lovingly guided us to select enlightening entertainment shows that reflect on the virtuous nature of humans. May we all continue on the noble path of goodness and high morals. With God's blessings to you and your cherished ones.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much welcome your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It has been a pleasure to spend time with you on Noteworthy News.
May peace and love be with you. The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Solomon Islands Tribal Chief Stanley Tapeva travels by boat to deliver his tribe's humble $120 donation for Formosan or Taiwanese typhoon victims, expressing his thanks for past assistance and offering victims a place to live.
U.S. scientists state that enhanced electrical conductivity found in some parts of the Earth's mantle layer indicates the presence of potentially vast amounts of water deep underground.
Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh renews a ceasefire proposal with the Houthi group to bring peace to the country's northern province of Sada.
In Lafi Hospital in Valencia, Spain's first ever face transplant surgery is performed successfully, including a new tongue and jaw that bring much joy to the patient.
Researchers at the University of California at Los Angeles, USA, develop a miniature form of a dialysis machine that can be conveniently worn as a belt and mimics the functions of kidneys.
Puerto Rican Governor Luis Fortuno in the U.S. announces proposal plans to curb crime by banning the sale of alcohol after certain hours.
To help less fortunate patients with their hospitalization expenses, China announces that payment will be provided at the time of the hospital admission rather than the patient being reimbursed later.
U.S. researchers find that whole grain cereals, including popcorn, are as rich in antioxidants called polyphenols as fruits and vegetables.
Over 2,300 students in 28 primary schools in Angola's Ikunia district benefit from a free school meal program that is seeing hopeful results with increased attendance.
To show his support for uplifting the country's economy, Mexican President Felipe Calderón signs an agreement to reduce his own salary and that of top government officials.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.